name is Michelle Cedinho, and this is my radio essay, Childhood Friends. Once upon a time, there were Cherie and Michelle. They dreamed of what they would become. They were inseparable. There was at times hateful words, but with time we only had love for each other, living on the same block, apartment, and when in hard times, the same room. Since her mother, my aunt, my mom's sister, had a problem of staying on her feet, we would always have them close by us to help her. My aunt's economic struggles led her to remarry and move away with Cherie, which instead only divided both families. My playmate, the one who cheered with me on New Year's Eve, holding champagne glasses full of apple cider, hoping for blessings and promises that when we are grown, we will keep the tradition of being together, at least for the holidays, no matter what hand life deals us. However, now that the holidays pass, I only see that our child promises were just childish. Time was a thief that separated and left us living different lives. It seemed as if yesterday I blinked, and now I'm a senior graduating from high school. I, Michelle, am 17, with ambitions of going to college. On the other hand, my Cherie, my childhood cousin, that was my partner in crime, is 17 with a baby on the way, living in her boyfriend's house. Before that, the state gave her mother, my aunt, back her rights to her daughter and took her out of foster care, where she had been in and out of checking to rehab. The first time she was in was because she was found unconscious and later went into a coma due to overdosing on methamphetamine. She is no longer the same little girl I knew. She's not the same Cherie I knew, and she says I'm not the same Michelle. We both were always competitive, but with others. Now her conversations are either her trying to shock me by telling me what she had gone through, or comparing herself with me, usually 2 times better. I want to know why she thinks she can't be herself around me, trying to be better or humiliating herself to me, her own friend, closer to me than my sister Cherie had been. Life's too short to waste my time striving for a piece of paper in the end. I want to help her, but the closer I am, the more I remind her of what she could have or should have been. But on other days, she says that I am her hero, trying to make something of myself. But the truth is, she inspires me, since I know that if I had lived her life, I would have been in the same situation as well, and maybe not even have as much confidence or even be here today. I lived with a mother who has pampered me, pushing me every morning to wake up and then drove in to and from school. I had lunch made for me right after school, for I wouldn't be distracted by hunger when I did my homework. I never had to go a day not knowing if there was going to be food or not, not having my father beside me like she had it. Her father left her when she was 7 years old, enough time in her life so that she knew what she would be missing. I know that I must be grateful for my blessings of a father, a mother, pushing for me to succeed, living here in Utah to give me a better life, with Cherie and her mother, who took one day at a time. As tears run down my face, I long for yesterday. Why did she have to go? I think that at times, if I would have stayed close and in touch with her, that maybe she would have known that people did care about her, that at least that I cared about her. She didn't need to hurt herself with her habits, but the further she was, the further I was told to stay away from her. Parents assumed that I would only be influenced by her actions. Even though my grandmother says she doesn't want her to give birth to another bastard, I know that the history of women in my family of giving birth to bastards wasn't her fault. To my mother, to her mother, to her, and now to her baby. It's a cycle. She may be misunderstood by others, but not by me. I'm not speaking for everyone, but for Cherie by explaining that was not a black and white issue of just making a choice, but her trying to escape her problems at home, at school, and with herself. And please know, not everyone deals with the same struggles and can simply choose the right. I can't tell this to her, or to my mom, or anyone close to me. It's not passing judgment, but rather bringing up realities that no one wants to be reminded of. That's why I talk to you.